How did you first get involved and interested in studying Southeast Alaska, what we now call Southeast Alaska Native cultures like the Tlingit Haida and Tsimshian?
My interest was really prompted by being a academic advisor at a summer camp called Upward Bound back in 1967, which brought to the Alaska Pacific University campus in Anchorage junior age high school students from all over Alaska, from villages and communities. And serving as an academic advisor, I got to learn from and make a lifetime relationships with many of those students. And some of those became professional relationships. For example, with Andy Hope, the father of Ishmael Hope, and I were extremely close, and our relationship arose out of that particular encounter and the shared interest that we had at that time in baseball, amongst other things. So Andy and I worked together on a number of cultural topics and political topics until his passing. So that's the deep root of my interest in the region.
What makes Southeast Alaska special, that it has particularly these three branches of Alaska Native identity?
Anthropological analysis of the different parts of North America was undertaken in the late 19th and early 20th century. The concept of a culture area became developed and that was based upon the shared similarities amongst different groups of people in their cultural and material and conceptual forms. Using that particular framework of similarities, what emerged from the understandings about Tlingit Haida and Tsimshian groups was that this came to be known as the Northern Northwest Coast culture area, or as I prefer to call it now, interactional sphere. And that's based upon, first of all, of course, the contact. They exist in geographical contact, but that underscores the social and other forms of contacts that occur. They come from three discrete linguistic families. Tsimshian comes from the Penutian family. The Tlingit language comes from the Nagané phylum. And even to this day, the Hadas or Haida language is considered an isolate, that is, unassigned in its relationship to other languages. So what's quite fascinating is that you have these very, very different linguistic systems operating in these groups, and yet they, over time, through their interactions, developed a very powerful shared template of culture. And that arises particularly from sort of three elements that I'll just briefly mention, four elements, I guess, I want to mention. First of all is the underlying principle of matrilineal descent, and that means that you obtain your social identity from your mother primarily, and you are a member then, secondarily, of the clan or moiety, or as it's sometimes called differently in the Tsimshian language, the name escapes me right now, phratry is what is used. So you're a member of a corporate group which owns property and engages collectively in social interactions with like cultural groups. Beyond that, there's an underlying cosmological understanding, which is the third principle, of relationship through ceremonial forms in English called potlatch, which are the invited relationships between these clan groups that arise out of especially the intermarriage. And finally, they share in their own distinctive expressions artistic phenomena in terms of the underlying symbol systems as well as the art forms. All of these four elements there constitute the underlying cultural template, which is shared and allows for a dynamic relationship even across the quite distinct linguistic lines.
I guess one of the things that I wanted to ask is if you could provide a takeaway from your lecture that you're going to give. It's on January 21st. It's a Thursday. Or if they happen to miss it and go back and rewatch your lecture, what's a big takeaway that you hope people come away with?
Well, one of the things that I think that I will kind of close on is that much of the materials that I will outline and touch upon with regard to this interaction sphere and the spiritualized pragmatics that are shared really has not been deeply researched. And so this is an open area for young scholars to really, Clinkett High and Simsien people themselves, to dig deeply into the nature of their relationships and how these forms that they live in have been hybridized by the interactions that are found. We probably know more about that in art than in any of the other spheres, but that's certainly the rich dynamics of this relationship need further investigation, and I'm sure will reveal some much dramatic and wonderful insights. So that would be the takeaway that I would provide.
Okay, Steve, thanks so much. I really appreciated talking to you.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. You too.